Feminism comes in many shapes and sizes. Roxy Hunt didn't set out to be a spokesperson for women in armpit hair. She's a hairdresser at Vane in downtown Seattle, and she blogs about beauty issues. But one day, Roxy stopped shaving under her arms, and that small decision sparked conversations about body hair and fashion choices at her salon. Somehow, all of that evolved into a fashion statement to dye armpit hair Kool-Aid colors, and suddenly Roxy Hunt was the subject of international news coverage. Her personal decision morphed into a movement she calls Free Your Pits. She told me the experiment started as a lark with Rain Cecil, another worker in the salon.
Rain's armpits, the first time we dyed them, we did this really beautiful teal blue to match the hair on her head, which had been dyed that color. And it was an experiment. We didn't really know how it would turn out, and it turned out beautiful. Meanwhile, I have a blog called How To Hair Girl, where I share a lot of hair experiments, hair styling, hair theory, just things that I'm learning. So we thought that it would be a great thing to, just a great article. It would make a great article.
What happened when you posted that article?
It got shared 30,000 times in something like 3 months or something. Now, I didn't really think it would go past there, but then on, because this is the day before Thanksgiving, LA Times picked up the story. And then the next day, Thanksgiving, the Today Show, Kathy Lee and Hoda got their hands on the story and completely ripped it apart and just were just disgusted, absolutely disgusted by it.
Kathy Lee and Hoda both wear, I see them because they're on the monitors, in TV monitors, and they don't have hair under their arms. So they don't really have anything to dye anyway.
They don't have anything to dye, let alone, I mean, they probably grow. I'm sure they have gotten their hair laser removed. Who knows? But they were not into it.
So they ripped you apart on national television.
Yeah.
Completely. Wow. Then what happened?
Well, so then the story got picked up all over the world, and the last 2-3 weeks have been insane. I've been, you know, having really interesting interviews and conversations with, you know, people in Japan, and was in the paper in Tanzania, just like all over.
Wow.
And people are asking interesting questions, and it's inspiring a great conversation.
So you mentioned, Roxy, that Hoda and Kathy Lee on the Today Show sort of freaked out. And I have to say that we looked at these photos and they prompted a lot of visceral, mostly negative kind of thing. So why does something as small as armpit hair, no matter what color it is, prompt that kind of response?
Because it's not the norm. That's it. I mean, I can't think of a better response than that. There's nothing really gross about it, really. I mean, you know, you might look at a male with hairy pits and not want him real close to you, but you know, it's natural. It's just hair that grows.
But for men, they don't normally, unless they're Olympic swimmers, shave the hair under their arms.
Right.
Women, it used to be women in France and Italy and across the European continent, subcontinent, did not shave their arms.
And still a lot of them don't, I'm finding out.
So is this something particularly American, like we want cleanliness?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if it's cleanliness. I think it's lots of things. I think it's cleanliness. I think it's like a weird obsession with youth. I think it's something to distinguish the sexes.
So youth meaning if we're smooth-bodied, we're not older.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a lot of different things. But I think that, you know, as Americans, we have weird issues that have to do with the standards that are set on us, especially regarding our bodies and beauty and what that means and who gets to choose that.
I'm speaking with Roxy Hunt. She's actually a hairdresser here in Seattle at the Vane Downtown Salon. And you said that this was, you had a movement to free the pits. Free the pits. So
free your pits.
Free your pits.
Free your pits, yeah.
You call it direct action feminism in a way. So what does that actually mean?
To me, I'm a hairdresser, so I work in the beauty industry, which is, as everyone knows, an industry that pushes a lot of standards on women. But I strongly believe in a woman's right to choose what she does with her own body. Absolutely. And I'm a huge advocate of empowering women to really think about the choices that they make and make them for the right reasons.
And so that could be dyeing your pet hair, or it could be
anything.
Going for a full-blown makeup makeover.
Totally. It could be shaving your pit hair. It could be, I mean, anything. Just as long as you're doing it and you know why you're doing it.
So are there people coming into Vane now requesting that you dye their armpits, hairs, different colors?
We've had a couple people. I think people might be just waiting a little longer or having to grow out their pit hair first before before they come in to have it dyed. But I will say that we are hosting the world's first pit in.
A pit in? What is that?
It's an event where people come and get their pits dyed and make a donation for it that we donate to a charity of our choice. It's going to be at Vane on New Year's Day from 1 to 4. So that'll be a great chance for people who are on the fence about it to just come and do it for fun.
Roxy Hunt's a hairdresser at Vane in downtown Seattle. The Vane Salon Pit-In is Thursday afternoon if you're looking for a little New Year's Day diversion.